A good night of Shabbos. It is not Erev Shabbos. Tonight is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. We're grateful to our series sponsors, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Aschus Vachai Rivka Basti Vora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much to the Fishmans. I want to share with you really a very simple thought, a very machshava, a kavana, something we can be mindful and thoughtful of as we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. And it's based on the words of our davening. Anshei Knesset Gedola, when they composed the prayer, the tefillah, the davening that we have for Shabbos, chose a specific word which really describes the energy, the essence, the theme of that day. Certainly Shabbos is a day of menucha. It's a day of rest. In the Shabbos davening of mincha, we talk about which different types of rest. And rest and serenity and peace and tranquility, we disconnect from all the to-dos and the technology and the trials and the travails, all the things we do all week. Certainly it's a day of menucha, a day of rest. It's a day of kedusha. It's a day of holiness, a day of sanctity. We call Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. It's a holy, holy day of Shabbos. All words that we use to describe. But when it comes to our davening, maybe most revealing, Anshei Knesset Gedola chose to describe Shabbos Kodshecha bi'ahava uveratzon hinchaltanu. Shem, you gave us this day bi'ahava, with love, with love. V'chein, similarly, v'hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahava uveratzon Shabbos Kodshecha. When Yontif falls on Shabbos and we have the Yontif davening, Yontif Kiddush, there's one word we insert in order to reflect that it's not only Yontif, to reflect that it's also Shabbos. What's that word that we add? Bi'ahava, bi'ahava. Shabbos is a day of love. It's a day of love. A day of love, a day of laughter, a day of light. That's what Shabbos is all about. So when we think of Shabbos, we think about 39 malachas and do's and don't do's and fear and concern and get it right, lightning's going to strike you. But that's not how Hashem wants us to think of it. Hashem wants us to think of Shabbos as a day of Ahava. Ahava. V'Shabbos Kodshecha bi'ahava uveratzon hinchaltanu. You granted us, you gave us, you bequeathed it to us. How? Bi'ahava. With affection and with love. What a gift. V'hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahava Shabbos Kodshecha. Bi'ahava Mikra Kodesh. Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Shabbos mitoch Ahava. U'v'matanas HaShabbos munach ba'ahavas Hashem Yisbaruch Hu lebanu chavivav. And in the gift of Shabbos, he included this sense of love. V'ashomer karoi yimatzi ba'ahava l'Hashem Yisbaruch. And by observing, by being present, by being mindful of Shabbos, we express and demonstrate our own love. It's a day of love, a day of laughter, a day of light. And we should feel that affection, feel the embrace of Hashem. That all 6 days, we're missing. We daven because we're lacking. The middle section of the Amida, we have Bakasha. But Shabbos comes at 7 brachas. 7 is whole, 7 is complete. 7 is the number of nature, 7 is creation. Because on Shabbos, there is nothing missing. Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. It's a day of just feeling the love of Hashem, the affection of Hashem, and reciprocating it, loving Him back. But Shabbos is also a day about loving one another, making time, loving our family, loving our friends, loving to host, loving to be hosted. It's about love. And therefore, it occurs to me that we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos if we're entering a 24, 25-hour period that the Anshei Knesset Gedola characterized bi'ahava, with love, then Friday is a dove that's not about fear, worry, anxiousness, hurry, rush, resentment, anger, chas v'shalom, lo sevaru ish b'chom ha-shvaseichem yom ha-shabbos. We've shared many times that the fire can't burn in any of our homes on Shabbos. The fire of anger is a day of calm. It's a day of love. So how do we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos? By introducing the energy and the atmosphere of love into our home. Bi'ahava uveratzon hinchaltanu. Hashem, you granted, you bequeathed, you gave it to us with love, with a smile. Please get ready. Please set the table. I'm so happy you're here for Shabbos. I'm so grateful. I feel so blessed. It should be filled with the light, with the energy of love. So if we have to summarize all of Shabbos into one word, one emotion, yes, it's a day of rest. Yes, a day of holiness. Yes, a day even of fear and awe. But ultimately, Shabbos is a day of Ahava. It's a day of love. We should be zocha to feel the love of Hashem, to reciprocate and to love Hashem, to go through and to come out of every Shabbos feeling an intimate rendezvous, a connection, a loving embrace, a delicious, delicious connection with Hashem, and to feel a sense of Ahava, the love of family. All week long, we're distracted. All week long, we can't make time. All week long, we're absent present. All week long, come Shabbos, Ahava. Shabbos is a time of love, of love. So let us fill the world and our homes with the love, the light, and the laughter of Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem should be a holy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos, and a healthy Shabbos. Shabbos, everybody.